As a leader, the promises you make should be the promises you keep. I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development, and in this Leader Feeder, I want to look at having you make promises that you can deliver on. Trust is a cornerstone of good leadership, and you need your team to trust you. And most leaders don't try to be untrustworthy. It happens completely by accident, and usually because the promises that you're making are not within your control to actually deliver on. Think of it this way. There are issues that are areas of concern, issues that you can influence, and then issues that you can control. In the issues that you can have some input on, but you really don't have much control over, those might be areas where you want to make no promises whatsoever. You might offer to submit an idea for consideration, but you can't promise that anything specific is going to happen as a result. An example of that would be how much work is coming into the company, or whether an individual on your team might be up for promotion, or if there's going to be any changes in the pay or compensation in the organization, or other types of policies that the management team releases onto the floor. In that middle section between things that you have that you can comment on and things that you can control is the areas that you can influence. Now, areas of influence will vary depending on how much authority you have as a frontline leader, but it could include things like whether someone is able to get some vacation time off or whether someone can get training on a new job. You might not be able to make that decision, but you could make a suggestion and strongly influence whether that actually comes true. In those cases, you're going to make promises that are conditional. Hey, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to see if this can happen. I'm going to put my best word in for you, and then we'll see what happens. Probably the area I want you to focus on the most, though, is the areas where you have total control over delivering on your promises. Those can be simple things like your behavior as a leader, whether you treat people with a sense of mutual trust and respect. It could be things where you're assigning work tasks to people on a daily basis. It might even be giving the person a chance to maybe take off an hour early from work that day for a personal appointment. Those are areas that when somebody asks you, you can make a definite, concrete promise. So, knowing whether it's just things that you might have no control over, areas that you can influence, or areas that you have total control, once you've mastered how to create that sense of trust by making promises that you can keep, then you might want to decide to build some of your other leadership skills. And you can do that through our Frontline Leadership Program, which we deliver on-site or in public workshops. And maybe there's some resources on our website that could help you on your leadership journey. Be sure to connect with us at uniquedevelopment.com. And on social media, whether it's LinkedIn, Twitter, or Facebook, connect with us there and join our community of like-minded leaders. You can search us out on Facebook at Frontline Leader.